Now, beginning with Turkey, the president in that country has promised to challenge anyone trying to threaten the country through its economy.
Today, some people are trying to threaten us through the economy, through sanctions, foreign exchange, interest rates, and inflation. We are telling them, we've seen your games, and we are challenging you.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan made the remarks during an address to members of his ruling AK Party in reference to the U.S. He said that Turkey will not surrender to those who treat their allies as strategic targets. Washington has slapped sanctions on Ankara over its refusal to release an American pastor. That has accelerated a widening currency crisis in Turkey. Let's get some insight from Ontario. We have political commentator Jason Unruhe joining us. Jason, Erdogan is calling Turkey once ally is now a strategic, what you call, let me just quote him directly, strategic target instead of strategic ally. And how do you think Turkey can take countermeasures, as President Erdogan is claiming?
Well, I think that's a very difficult question to answer given the long history of the relationship between Turkey and the United States. Turkey has a good deal of its trade with the U.S., and that's a very big thing to lose, as they've lost with the steel and aluminum tariffs that Trump has seen fit to push on basically everyone in the world who does trade with the U.S. I think that it would take a significant reorientation of the economy in order to deal with the loss of at least just the steel and the aluminum. Another aspect of that would be the difficulty in dealing with the currency crisis itself. Many commentators have suspected that, have outright even said that perhaps that the Turkish president doesn't really understand the role of the central bank in the regulation of the economy. One of the mistakes he seems to have made is not adjust inflation, not adjust the interest rate according to growth within the country, and thus as a result that while there has been significant growth in the economy, commodity prices have significantly increased due to the incoming inflation as a result, and some of that was not dealt with by government policy. So a lot of people do see that and think that it probably plays a big part into the situation. So at least in my opinion, one of the first things they would have to do is get inflation under control, because that seems to be one of the major aspects of the crisis with the currency right now. As for the rest of it, a lot of it seems like it would be a very difficult diplomatic path with the United States to try to return to a normalization within relations between the two countries. With the pastor himself, if he is a part of some kind of group or organization that's dedicated to overthrowing the current Turkish president, then it seems very natural that the man would be placed under arrest in this type of situation. Now, you can't just walk into any country in the world, try to overthrow its government and then demand that nothing happen to you as a result. I mean, if he went in there, he knew the risks if he is trying to overthrow it. I frankly don't know if he is or he isn't, but if he was trying to overthrow it, then he would certainly know those risks. And it's certainly very hypocritical of the United States to be so adamantly opposed or demanding of the release of somebody that was sent in to do that when they so frequently do that to many countries around the world. But I think that the problems between Turkey and the United States right now, particularly with regards to the economic problems within Turkey, are largely due to a diplomatic rift between the United States and Turkey itself.
All right, thank you for the comments. That was Jason Ruha, political commentator analyst, joining me from Ontario.